Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. Announces plan to open nuclear sector for private players. India and Indonesia reiterate commitment to maritime security, including coordination in Indian Ocean. Death toll in Hong Kong apartment complex fire rises to 75. South Africa terms US President Donald Trump's statement of not inviting it to next year's G20 summit in Miami as regrettable. And in badminton, teenager Tanvi Sharma beats former world champion Nozomi Okuhara to reach women's singles quarterfinals of Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. Speaking at the inauguration of Skyroot's Infinity Campus through video conference today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has undertaken several historic reforms in India's space sector. He said the government has opened the space sector for private innovation, enabling startups and industry to work closely with the country's scientific ecosystem.
Skyroot ka Infinity Campus Bharat ki nayi soch, innovation aur sabse badi baat youth power ka pratibimb hai. Hamari yuva shakti ki innovation, risk-taking ability aur entrepreneurship aaj nayi bulandi chhu rahi hai. Aane wale samay mein Bharat global satellite launch ecosystem mein ek leader bankar ubhrega.
The Prime Minister said the government is moving towards opening up the nuclear sector for private players, highlighting that just as space sector was opened for private entities by the government, Mr. Modi said the scope of other reforms is continuously increasing.
जैसे हमने space innovation को private sector के लिए open किया, वैसे ही हम nuclear sector को भी open करने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. इस sector में भी हम private sector की सशक्त भूमिका की नींव रखने जा रहे हैं. इससे स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर एडवांस रिएक्टर्स और न्यूक्लियर इनोवेशन में अवसर बनेंगे. यह रिफॉर्म हमारी एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी और टेक्नोलॉजिकल लीडरशिप को नई शक्ति देगा.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Indonesian counterpart Zafri Samsuddin today co-chaired the third India-Indonesia Defense Ministers Dialogue in New Delhi. During the meeting, both countries reiterated their commitment to maritime security, including coordination in the Indian Ocean. They also stressed on the importance of maintaining a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region, guided by international law and respect for sovereignty. The two countries reaffirmed long-standing strategic partnership and deepening bilateral defence cooperation. India's ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, met U.S. Undersecretary of State Jacob S. Helberg in Washington and discussed a mutually beneficial trade deal and technology cooperation. In a social media post, Mr. Quatra said wide-ranging conversations were held on bilateral economic matters, including trade deal, strategic trade dialogue, and technology cooperation. Mr. Helberg currently serves as the 22nd Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs. He was previously an advisor to the Council of Economic Advisers at the White House. The U.S. remained India's largest trading partner for the fourth consecutive year in 2024-25, with bilateral trade worth over $131 billion. It accounts for about 18% of India's total goods exports and 10.73% in the country's total merchandise trade. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. In Hong Kong, the death toll from a fire that tore through an apartment complex has risen to 75. A government spokesperson told news agencies that firefighters are battling the blaze at the high-rise residential complex for the second day today. The thick smoke continues to pour out of some apartments in the Wang Phuk Court complex, a dense cluster of high-rise towers housing thousands of people in Tai Po district. Flames could still be seen inside the buildings. Hong Kong leader John Lee said contact had been lost with 279 people. Rescue operations are still underway in some of the towers. Firefighters have been trying to control the flames since yesterday when the fire started in a bamboo scaffolding and construction netting and then spread across seven of the complex's eight buildings. Fires in four buildings had been effectively put out, with the remaining three towers under control. About 900 people were evacuated to temporary shelters overnight. South Africa has termed US President Donald Trump's statement of not inviting the African nation to attend next year's G20 summit in Miami as regrettable. A report.
President Cyril Ramaphosa said that South Africa is a member of the G20 in its own name and right, and its G20 membership is at the behest of all other members. A statement issued by Mr. Ramaphosa's office said the G20 South Africa 2025 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg was hailed by all members who attended as one of the most successful summits. It said as the United States was not present at the summit, instruments of the G20 presidency were duly handed over to a U.S. embassy official at the headquarters of South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation. It added that the United States had elected not to attend the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg out of its own volition. The South African president made it clear that the country will continue to participate as a full, active and constructive member of the G20 and called on members of the grouping to reaffirm its continued operation in the spirit of multilateralism based on consensus, with all members participating on an equal footing in all of its structures. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said that he will not invite South Africa to attend next year's G20 summit in Miami, Florida, and will halt all U.S. aid to the country. Mr. Trump has repeatedly claimed that white people in South Africa are being killed and their farms are being seized at random. South African government has repeatedly rejected these allegations. Swati Rukheja for World News.
The Election Commission of Nepal has decided to extend the time for political parties to register for the March 5th election to the House of Representatives by another 4 days. The deadline was supposed to expire on November the 26th. According to the Election Commission, the decision was made at the request of various political parties. In the latest deadline, starting November 17th to 26th, applications have been received from 106 parties. The Commission has stated that the number of parties registered with the Commission so far is 137. In China, a test train crashed into a group of railway workers in Yunnan province early this morning, killing 11 people and injuring two others. According to state media, the incident occurred when the test train collided with construction workers who had entered the track on a curve at Luo Yangzhen Station in Kunming, the provincial capital. In Indonesia, floods and landslides caused by torrential rain in North Sumatra province killed at least 34 people. Regional police spokesman Ferry Valintungkan said 52 people are still missing. The 16-year-old Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma defeated former world champion Nozomi Okuhara to reach women's singles quarterfinals of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow today. Tanvi outdid the Japanese veteran 13-21, 21-16, 21-19 in a round of 16 match. Other Indian shuttlers who advanced to the quarterfinals of the tournament include the doubles duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand, as well as singles players. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. Announces plan to open nuclear sector for private players. India and Indonesia reiterate commitment to maritime security, including coordination in Indian Ocean. Death toll in Hong Kong apartment complex fire rises to 75. South Africa terms U.S. President Donald Trump's statement of not inviting it to next year's G20 summit in Miami as regrettable. And in badminton, teenager Tanvi Sharma beats former world champion Nozomi Okuhara to reach women's singles quarterfinals of Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.